Must Reads Epic Book Edition. Today I've picked three of my favorite books that are all over 800 pages, with just incredible world building, great characters, and they're all a little bit different. So the first one is a book that gets a lot of publicity. It's popular these days. The Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson. The first book in the series is The Way of Kings. So this is going to be an epic fantasy series, but the world that Brandon Sanderson created is pretty spectacular. It's a slow simmering book, so you don't read it and expect just all kinds of crazy plot points to happen, but it's character driven and dialogue driven, and you fall in love with the characters, and there's a lot of gray in the novel. Characters aren't black and white, so even though it's fantasy, it feels like it's real life. The second book is James Clavell's Shogun. This is an older historical fiction novel, but the premise is pretty unique. It is about a Portuguese vessel that crashed onto a Japanese island, and it's set during the feudal era of Japanese history. So before there was a connection between, you know, Western Europeans and Japan. And the novel just, you know, highlights the relationships and the culture shock and the changes between a Portuguese European viewpoint and a traditional Japanese viewpoint. Super exciting, great book. Finally, Larry McMurtry's Lonesome Dove may be my favorite novel. I mean, it has a mini series that may be even better if you're into TV. It might be the only mini series that I can say could be better than the book. But this is another American travel novel, if you will, about a cattle drive from Lonesome Dove, Texas to Montana. The characters are incredible. It's a book that you'll start reading and you will never forget the characters.